Our episodes contain graphic information and at times strong language that may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Would you like some murder with your coffee?
Welcome to Morning Murders. I'm Nicole.
I'm Amanda.
And I'm Brenna. We're just three gals that like to sit around, drink coffee, and talk about true crime. And guess what?
What?
I took a very large breath before we recorded, and I now can see colors a little more clearer, so I'm just reminding all the beans to please breathe. Oxygen.
Breathing.
Yeah,
breathing
it's good for good. You,
it
right?
Is, it is good for
yeah.
you.
They yeah. take a minute,
take a
unclench
your
jaw,
yeah.
and breathe. Yes.
And relax your shoulders.
Relax your shoulders.
And take a deep breath, because the yeah. colors get brighter. They work.
That's good.
Yeah, you can yeah. feel your fingers and toes.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah, now that you got your all stretch, wrong. You got your coffee, you're feeling good.
Yeah,
let's talk about terrible
things. Let's
talk
about terrible things. And ladies and beans, today I bring to the Breakfast Nook something that I'm pretty sure you both know because we actually kind of talked about it not too long ago. This is the case that I initially thought was the Skylar Niece case before doing my research. Now, I know very well how different and how tragic both of them are for multiple different reasons. And with that, ladies and beans, have you ever heard of Slender Man?
Oh, hell no. Goodbye, 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 goodbye. Everybody, get out of your cars. Run away. Wait, look in your rearview mirror. He's there. Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. You know, the internet's hilarious.
It is hilarious.
The internet is hilarious.
Right. So many things to say about it.
Right? The yeah. things that shaped our lives on the internet.
Dude.
Yeah.
There's so many, like, folklore yeah,
yes.
that just got created because somebody just did a thing and made
yeah.
a thing.
And we're going to talk about that,
like a,
yeah.
a divot
right.
box.
Yeah. yeah. yeah.
The things that just
some
become
dude
like...
trying to sell it on eBay.
right.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So we all have different reasons as to why we know Slender Man, clearly. But before I get into the details of the case surrounding this fictional character, I want to talk about him some more. When I first learned about Slender Man, I was... very drunk at a small college party, and a friend of mine put on these found footage tapes. It was on YouTube, so they obviously weren't tapes, it was YouTube. I feel like this was still a pretty new way of making films at the time, like the found footage idea.
Blair Witch, baby!
Blair Witch! It was, in fact, a written thing. It had a script.
I'm sorry.
You're okay, no. Sneeze it out! Release the demons!
Get him out of you!
Slender Man.
Right. I know. I see. You said, how many times we say his name? It's like Beetlejuice.
Oh, God.
He
oh,
does
God.
Sneezer Man.
Sneezer Man.
Anyways,
so it was, in fact, a written thing, a script and all, but I didn't realize that at the time of me watching them. Plus, I was drunk. It was a series called Marble Hornets. Mm-hmm. And I just remember there being this guy and he was like filming his experience about making this film. And he was actually being tormented by Slender Man as the series progresses. I did eventually realize that it was fiction, but it took a lot longer than I would like to admit.
Oh.
So how did you guys learn about him? Slender Man.
I think it was just internet things. I think I just saw things on the internet. And was like, don't say it was one of those, like, was it Memo? What was that creepy thing? It was, like, the face that would come up and...
I don't know.
No,
it was just...
I don't know. I'm old. Internet.
I know. I was on all of those sites when I was younger, like 4chan and, like, E-Bombs World and all that stuff. And that's kind of where it was. But it was always... my exposure to it was the joke of it being not real.
Mm.
Like, the joke is that this
right.
was created online. I'm going to Photoshop him into Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire. Like, it's just kind of that kind of, like, it was always kind of put into that weird thing. And then later, when I saw the videos and all that found footage stuff, I was like, oh, that's funny. It was inspired by the 4chan thing, because it was. But I didn't see the videos first. I saw the memes first.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, funny ghost.
Funny.
Yeah, but that's because that's a lot of those. There's so many of those, like the Jack the Killer guy that or whatever. That's like, he's like, if you see this picture, he's got like crazy eyes and it's all white and whited out. He's got long hair. Like these things exist because people made them.
Yeah.
They're a graphic on the computer.
Yeah, exactly. I learned that the entity known as Slenderman was created on the Something Awful online forums for a 2009 Photoshop paranormal image contest.
Mm-hmm. What?
Have you guys seen the photos?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, Something Awful was like where you go for all that stuff. You get to see gross things.
I will show you the photos in a moment.
Okay, I was like, haven't. I want to look
no,
them
no, don't
up
look
again.
I have them.
Okay,
I have them.
Okay.
I
I'm
will
also scared
show
to
you.
Type it into my phone. I know it's not real.
And literally the next thing I've written, okay, I'm going to show them to you both and read the quotes that went with them in a moment.
All right.
Which is what I just said naturally. The quotes are from the supposed witnesses. This is also...
Sorry.
This will also be up for you to see, Beans, as well. So Erik Knudsen, also known as Victor Surge, he's the creator. There were two black and white photos of groups of kids with this tall, thin figure in the background. So here are the photos. I'm going to show you because I put them here. So here's the one photo. Here's the first photo. Here's the photo.
Oh, that's and that's the...
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then this is the other photo.
Ah! That's horrifying.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I've seen him. He's been photoshopped into so much stuff.
I love it. It's true.
I've seen so much Slender Man porn.
Porn?
What? Oh my gosh. That's why I'm like, fucking let's go.
Look at all these Slender Man photos.
Yeah, no, it's great. The ones, and then the later ones of him being photoshopped into like every, like then the, like my favorite was the people trying to start the rumor that he was always at everything, right? Like
is he in that picture
JFK
where it's like
shooting. Yeah. He was at the, yeah, like that.
He is
in that picture
everything.
With Jack Nicholson, right? Where it's like at the Stanley Hotel. That
probably.
Famous picture that has the Jack Nicholson
oh,
right in the
yeah,
front.
I'm
that
sure.
Like, what year is it?
Yeah, he's just
Slenderman
so
was
funny.
There.
Slenderman
he's in
was
my wedding
there.
Photos.
Yeah,
so I'll show you this one again, and then I'm going to read the quote that this one goes that goes with this one. When he submitted the photos for the contest.
This kid.
Okay, so that's the photo. And then the quote that goes along with it is, "We didn't want to go. We didn't want to kill them. But its persistent silence and outreached arms horrified and comforted us at the same time. 1983, photographer unknown, presumed dead." So that's the quote for that one. The second one. Like show it again, this one.
Okay.
Whee!
All right,
there
this one's got the child crawling up the slide for those of you
got,
looking
yes,
on Instagram
tentacle,
right now, because we'll
got,
post them.
Yeah, he's got the little tentacly arms coming out of
tentacly
his sides.
Tentacly arms! It just makes me think of the guy that's in the Guinness Book of World Records for the long nails. He's like, hey!
Here's my nails,
hanging out
kid.
With the children, yeah. Yeah.
So that one, the quote was, "One of two recovered photos from the Sterling City Library blaze, notable for being taken the day which 14 children vanished and for what is referred to as the Slender Man. Deformities cited as film defects by officials. Fire at library occurred 1 week later. Actual photograph confiscated as evidence. 1986, photographer Mary Thomas, missing since June 13th, 1986. Hmm. So... Slender Man was such a hit that there have been so many fan fictions written, movies, lore, and art added over time, and apparently porn.
You guys, he does a lot of stuff with those tentacles.
Oh,
it's just crazy.
How many dicks does Slender Man have?
I think the real
know.
Question,
I wanna know.
The limit doesn't exist.
Oh, oh,
the answer.
The limit doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm. Does he have a face?
So, he is described as a tall, thin creature with a featureless, pale, white face and head, bald, and he wears a black suit.
So he has to make up for the fact that he doesn't have a mouth
mm-hmm.
with his with the tentacles.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Sorry. I just need, I don't know, it has to, I gotta put it logically into my brain
I got
or I
it.
Can't. All right.
Yeah.
Sometimes he is even seen with tentacles growing out of his back. He is known for stalking, abducting, and traumatizing people, and most often, children. He causes amnesia, coughing, and paranoia. Oh my God, you've been coughing a bunch.
Yeah,
he's
that's
here
nice
now.
Slenderman's always with me.
That dank, that good. Slenderman's just a strain.
Why? I was just going to say, no one made a strain called Slenderman. I'll take care of this.
Yeah.
Oh, guys.
I'm on it.
He is said to mostly hide in forests or heavily wooded areas.
Oh, good. We're in the desert.
We're fine.
We're fine.
Yeah.
The creation
it's
of...
It's too hot.
Right. It's too hot.
We need sunscreen. It's too fucking sunny.
He's too pale. He's got to be by the beach, obviously, if he's got tentacles.
Yeah.
Like, that it's not meant for these climates.
No. So the creation of Slender Man came from Eric's love of H.P. Lovecraft, Stephen King's The Mist, along with game inspiration from Silent Hill and Resident Evil, and even real-life reports of shadow people, Mothman, things like that. A popular game was created called Slender the Eight Pages, which has you going through the forest.
Yeah.
First person you played this?
I watched Game Grumps play it, and it was either Game Grumps or Oni Plays. There was some Let's Player that did it, and it's like not the graphics aren't great. You're literally just trying to find like eight pages of a thing, and then he's just like looming around.
You're like avoiding him.
Yeah, you're in like the woods. It's very like early PC game, like early, okay. Like it's like crude on purpose with like the graphics because it leaves you going like, what the fuck? Like,
I love it.
It makes your imagination run more wild.
And there was a sequel, Slender, The Arrival, was also very popular.
That's funny.
Fun fact, some creatures already existed that were a lot like Slender Man, one of which is known as the Gentleman.
Ugh.
They are black-suited,
yes,
bald, pale demons from what show, Amanda?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh my God, did that give me nightmares?
Yeah.
Because they don't speak.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
They just smile.
Yeah, the episode is called Hush.
Nobody can speak in that episode. There's no. You're so on edge the whole time. It was brilliant.
Are those guys based off of the weird men in suits that people report seeing that don't have like the same kind of vibe?
I think so. I didn't look into where that creation came from, but it had been already created before Slender Man.
I see. Yeah, yeah.
And then the other one was the mysterious the Men in Black.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Not the movies.
Or the Hat Man. There's also the Hat Man.
There's the Hat Man too.
Yeah.
They're it's the sleep paralysis. Demon is like a hat man that people explain sometimes.
The hitchhiking ghost, right? From Haunted Mansion?
I'm just thinking too. Yeah,
no, but you know, actually, I didn't think about this. This is happening live right now. I, as a child, had visions in the mirror of a shadowed figure behind me who often wore a hat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hat man. Hat man. Kids' minds are incredible because they're not done cooking yet. So there's just like so much room for stuff and things, right? Yeah.
So now that we have all of that swirling around in our brains, let's take a sip of our delicious coffee, which is today and just about every day brought to you by my kitchen and a very hardworking coffee maker. And let's dive into this attempted murder. That's right. This is a survivor story.
Whoa.
Noise.
So this is a story about three friends who ventured into David's, not us, no.
I was like, we're three friends.
For those of you who can't see us, Amanda started pointing to all three of us.
One, two, three.
So the three friends, they ventured into David's Park on May 31st, 2014 to play a game of hide and seek. The three friends were Peyton Leitner, or Bella, and Morgan Geyser, and Anissa Wire. The three girls were all of 12 years old and attended Horning Middle School in Wakusa, Washington. Peyton was born February 13th, 2002, and had become friends with Morgan, who was born on May 16th, 2002, in fourth grade. She had seen Morgan sitting by herself and asked to join her. They became best friends right away. Then, in sixth grade, Anissa joined them. She was born November 10th, 2001. She was a new student. She joined their school, and she was just another fun addition to the friend group. Not long into their sixth grade school year, Morgan and Anissa became obsessed with Slender Man. Peyton thought it was too scary and didn't like it. Morgan, however, thought it was a very real thing and liked it. Morgan and Anissa grew closer. Peyton didn't enjoy being around Anissa because she felt like she was cruel and jealous and almost stopped hanging out with them altogether. But Peyton thought, everyone deserves a friend, and continued to hang out with the girls. May 2014, Morgan's birthday month, on May 30th, the girls all had a sleepover to honor Morgan's birthday that happened on the 16th. The next day, May 31st, the girls go into the nearby woods, again called David's Park, to play a game of hide and seek. Morgan was it, so Anissa and Peyton ran to go hide. Anissa told Peyton to lie down and she would cover her with sticks and things to hide her. Anissa then gave a signal to Morgan, and Morgan comes out and says, "Don't be afraid, I'm just a little kitty cat," and jumps on top of Peyton. Ladies and beans, grab your coffee mugs tight, because here comes the attempted murder. Morgan not only jumps on Peyton, but she begins to stab her 19 times.
Whoa!
Peyton goes into shock immediately and doesn't feel anything. She tried to get up and kept telling the girl she couldn't see, she couldn't walk, and she couldn't breathe. Anissa tells her to lie down so that she didn't lose blood too quickly and they would go get help. That was all a lie, though. The girls never intended to get help, and they left Peyton to die in the woods at David's Park.
Jesus Christ. What?
Peyton did not die. She was not going to die. After the girls left, she got up and she walked until she saw a patch of grass where she could lay down. That patch of grass was close to a cycling path, and a cyclist noticed her on the ground and went to check on her. He called 911 as soon as he saw her. He told them, she says she can't breathe, and she said she's been stabbed multiple times. She said she can take shallow breaths. She's alert. On the phone, they asked him if he had asked her who attacked her, and he told them that she didn't seem like she really wanted to talk a whole lot, and basically that he was going to stop asking her things until the police arrived. She can barely breathe.
Right.
She was having a hard time enough getting everything out that she wanted to say. So the first officer on the scene approached her once she started to receive care and asked her who did this. She told him her friend Morgan. After she told the paramedics that she'd been stabbed, they asked her about the knife that was used. She held up her hands and showed them the length of the blade. From one hand to the next, it was about 5 inches, not including the handle. That's the blade.
Wow.
She arrived at the hospital, and it took about 6 days for her to recover enough to leave. She went home on the 7th day. She would go back to school a few months later in September.
Ugh.
Now, her injuries almost killed her. Literally, a stab wound missed a major heart artery by a millimeter.
That's crazy.
The width of a human hair.
Right.
Right.
She had 2 wounds that were major organs, another one through her diaphragm, cutting into her liver and her stomach, her legs and torso. 19 stab wounds.
Damn.
They were just shallow enough that her body didn't totally shut down and cause a heart attack. So Morgan and Anissa are caught about 5 hours after Peyton is rushed to the hospital. They were near Interstate 95 at a furniture store. They had walked about 4.9 miles, and they had the knife in a bag that they were carrying with them. Where were they going? Turns out, their plan was to go to Nicollet National Forest, a 200-mile hike from where they were, to go to Slenderman's mansion. Slender Mansion.
Oh, my God.
The girls are taken to the station and placed in separate interrogation rooms and interviewed by different officers. At the time, in the state of Wisconsin, it was legal for law enforcement officers to interrogate kids without an adult present.
Whoa.
Yeah. And that actually changes, but not yet. Mm-hmm. The two interviews were very different, but still basically gave the same information. The girls stabbed Peyton to appease Slenderman. They wanted to become his proxies and had to first prove themselves. If they didn't kill Bella, then he would have killed their families, the girls claimed. Anissa showed signs of guilt in her interview. She cried, and the investigator said she behaved like you would expect a 12-year-old to behave, whatever that means. Morgan showed no empathy. She came off as intelligent, manipulative, and seemed to understand what was going on. There were even moments when she was alone and she just kind of danced around the room. She even told the police, "We led her there and tricked her. People who trust you become very gullible, and it's sort of sad." At another point later on, when they seemed to be asking her repeat questions about what happened, she said, "I already told you, stab, 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 stab. It was weird. I felt no remorse. I thought I would. I actually felt nothing." But enough of me quoting. I have some recordings of these interviews for you all to hear for yourself. Now, these are mashed up from a documentary I watched, Slender Man Stabbing, the Horrifying True Story Behind a Fictional Character, and Slender Man Stabbing Survivor Describes Horrific Ordeal, which are both linked in the show notes, and I encourage you to check them out, beans. This is Anissa.
There's this website called the Creepy Pasta Wiki.
Okay.
It's full of, horror stories that are meant to purposely scare you, and there's one of them called Slenderman. He has these proxies or servants, as people call them, and Morgan said, "Hey, Anissa, we should be proxies." I'm just like, "Okay, how would we do that?" She said, "We have
Will, if he could, like, explain these tendrils from his back and, like, strangle his victim from the creepypasta. When he said he targets children most,
we think we see him sometimes.
Okay.
Like, when we were walking up to where we were going, I saw him out of the corner of my eye on this side.
Okay.
And then Morgan said she heard a twig crack when no one was moving.
So that's Anissa, and then Morgan.
How many times do you think you stayed after him?
I don't know. It happened very quickly. All I heard was screaming. I said, I'm sorry. This had to happen. And she was like, why? And then I said that it was necessary. I can't explain why. And then I didn't know what I did. It sort of just happened. It didn't feel like anything. It was like air.
Last thing she said to me was, I trusted you. And then she said, I hate you.
We were careless. I knew this would happen. I knew we'd get in trouble.
Why do you think it was your sleepover night
we would all be together. It was a flawless plan, actually.
So she put the knife in your hand, or what'd you do?
You know what happened, didn't you? And then we said that we were going to play hide and seek, and then Anissa jumped her.
Who stabbed her first?
I think Anissa stabbed her first, and then I continued, and then and she was like, Morgan, are you sure she doesn't escape? And then it was like, Anissa said that she'd go get help. I didn't have anything to do with the lying. Well, that was all Anissa. Is she dead?
I don't know. She was taken to the hospital.
What? I was just wondering.
So did you guys talk about doing this before him?
Anissa told me we had to.
Why?
Because she said that he'd kill our family.
Who's he?
A man. I didn't know him, but Anissa knew him.
Who's Slender Man?
He's this tall, faceless man who preys on children.
Did you feel bad that he just stabbed one of your best friends?
I thought about it, but then I decided that remorse will get me nowhere. It's easier to live without regrets.
No regrets. No. What the?
Yeah.
Hashtag no YOLO.
No
Hashtag
regrets.
Yo regrets.
So a big difference between Anissa and Morgan, but telling the same story.
Mm-hmm.
You even hear them say the same quotes of what, you know, Bella says to them. So it was concluded that Morgan stabbed Peyton and Anissa possibly urged her on. Also, it turns out the girls had been planning the attack for about 6 months. One of the plans was to duct tape Peyton's mouth shut and stab her at the house during the sleepover, but they didn't do that because they had been skating the night before and they were too tired. There was also a list of what they needed that was found. So pepper spray, and the name Jeff is in parentheses. I don't know what that means. Map of forest, camera, spray bottle, Ben is in parentheses, cheesecake, the will to live, weapons, kitchen knife, flashlights. So again, I don't know who Jeff and Ben are.
Cheesecake! Like cheesecake. The Golden Girls.
Oh.
They love cheesecake.
When they investigated Morgan's home, they found internet searches for how to get away with murder and what kind of insane am I? And they found Barbie dolls with markings on them and notebooks with disturbing drawings. A little more about Morgan. It was reported that her family said she has always seemed to experience hallucinations. She would see ghosts, colors melting down walls, and had imaginary friends. One was named Maggie and the other Sev. She claimed she had another one that she would call It and described it as a man with a body the color of smoke and ink. He would stand behind her in mirrors and shifted around corners, a very similar vibe to Slender Man.
Mm-hmm.
After Morgan was arrested, her mother, Angie, said that Morgan became floridly psychotic, meaning that she was in full psychosis and lost touch with reality. She saw unicorns and she would talk to Slender Man and Severus Snape. After her arrest, she was taken to Winnebago Mental Hospital.
Wait, her mom is saying that she had all of these things, but they never got her any help, or at least just like saw a professional to make sure they were not hallucinations, but rather just imaginary friends or whatever?
Nope, nothing gets figured out until now.
That's terrifying.
It is. So, again, after her arrest, she was taken to Winnebago Mental Health Institute in the fall of 2014 to determine if she was competent enough to stand trial. Correctional officers would see her talk to herself often, pretend to be a cat, and keep ants as pets. She was diagnosed with early onset childhood schizophrenia on October 22, 2014. Medications and treatment were not the team's main concern, however. They wanted to get her ready for trial. And about 6 months into the facility, she was deemed competent enough for trial. On June 2nd, 2014, Morgan was charged with attempted first-degree intentional homicide, a.k.a. attempted murder, mm-hmm. which is a Class A felony. Anissa was charged with attempted two-degree intentional homicide, also known as attempted murder, which is a Class B felony. In the state of Wisconsin, an individual over the age of 10 can be tried as an adult in an attempted murder case. They were both tried as adults. There was a pretty lengthy legal battle about their mental health status, and due to that, they weren't put on trial until 2016, about 2 years after the incident. The decision to try them as adults was because in the civil or juvenile courts, once they hit 18, if they were tried as kids, then the court no longer had control of the situation, even if it hadn't been resolved after they're 18.
So, okay, go back for just a second. You said that after the arrest, the mom said that she had a psychosis break. So for these 2 years, that's when she started seeing, like, unicorns and stuff? Or is this when she said that this has been happening the whole time?
It has been happening, and now she's escalating.
After the arrest, it's been worse.
It got worse, yeah. Right. So okay. After the arrest, she, like, completely shut down.
So for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Even, like, now at this point, because she's been in the mental hospital, so they've been kind of doing stuff. But, again, their main focus was we got to get
just
you to trial.
Trial, yeah. So as long as she can speak full sentences and stay focused is all they really care about. So
exactly.
Because, yeah, it's a long time to be gone, so.
Mm-hmm. And it gets worse. Mm-hmm. The fear was that because they were 14 at the time, that it wouldn't be enough time for them to reach a state of recovery or rehabilitation with how violent the crime was in order to be, like, successfully functioning as adults on their own. So that's why they tried them as adults, because otherwise it would only be maybe 5 years of recovery. And then they threw it all out the window, because that's what happens. So Morgan's condition was left untreated for 19 months, which kept her in a state of psychosis. She was sent back to Winnebago and given antipsychotics, which truly started to help her state. She began to feel remorse for her actions after treatment started. She was then sent back to jail, medicated, but she began to rapidly deteriorate again because she's now back in jail.
Mm-hmm.
So December 22nd, 2017, Anissa agrees to a plea deal and pleads guilty to second-degree attempted murder. The jury found her not guilty by mental disease or defect. Three doctors were involved in the trial to determine her state, and one was a court-assigned doctor. So she spoke to the court, and I'm going to play what she says.
I do hold myself accountable for this, and that I will do whatever I have to do to make sure that I don't get any sort of delusion or whatever again. I want everybody involved to know that I deeply regret everything that happened that day. I'll do whatever I have to do to make sure that this doesn't happen. And I know you've heard that before, and you're probably going to hear it again. But it's the truth. And I'm sorry.
So there are reports brought up in court about how Anissa had been doing in the facility. The judge was made aware that she still believed in Slender Man. In July 2017, there was a report that she thought an evil spirit was pushing her down on her bed after it had been let out of a homemade Ouija board. The judge was told that Anissa is easily influenced by her peers. She had been convinced by another inmate, who was openly a devil worshiper, that Morgan was possessed. The judge acknowledged that Anissa was sincere with her words, but the truth is that no one can really know in this case. So Anissa was sentenced to 25 years to life in Winnebago Mental Institution, which included a sentence of at least 3 years locked in confinement, followed by supervision upon release until 37 years old. She was diagnosed with delusional disorder and depression. So now Morgan accepted a plea offer as well. She pleaded guilty to first-degree attempted murder. She was found not guilty by the jury due to mental disease of defect. She was sentenced to 40 years at Winnebago Mental Institution, which included at least 3 years locked in confinement and treatment until 53 years old, or a complete resolution of symptoms followed by supervision to reevaluate with possible reinstatement and further treatment as needed. During the trial, she was committed to the mental institution and was the youngest patient there. She was diagnosed with schizophrenia, which her father also had. Like I said, though, she was now experiencing great remorse for what she did, and she said this to the court. So she actually also spoke in her court hearing, and she said this.
To let Ella and her family know I'm sorry. I never meant this to happen.
The prosecution thought they had enough evidence to show that the girls' mental states did not affect their thinking at the time of the crime, especially in Morgan's case, but the jury disagreed completely. The case sparked a debate about children and the internet. There was a police chief who said that the stabbing should be a wake-up call for all parents and that the internet was full of information and wonderful sites that teach and entertain, but that it can also be full of dark and wicked things. A retired FBI agent argued that the internet had become a black hole that could expose children to a more sinister world and said that parents should track their kids' online habits, educating them more in what's right and what's wrong. And an assistant professor of mass media at the Arts of the University of Georgia said that creepypasta was no more dangerous than stories of vampires and zombies, and that it and sites like it were great for exploring creativity and gave the opportunity for people to become better writers. Beans! I wanted to take a moment to talk about a company that I love very much. It's called Adventure Dog Coffee Company. Not only do they offer a specialty-grade coffee that is roasted fresh to order, literally it is some of the best beans I've had the honor to brew for the Breakfast Nook, 20% of the proceeds from that coffee goes to train rescue dogs as specialty service dogs for veterans. To learn more about this incredible company and order your bag of coffee today, visit adventuredogcoffee.co. Use special promo code MURDER. That's MURDER at checkout to receive a 20% discount just for being a bean. You can also check out their link in our show notes. Now, let's get back to the show. And as my man John Douglas has said in the past, there is no real evidence that backs up media or books or stories making anyone, even children, commit the crime. They may heighten details that the person is already thinking, but they do not create motive.
Yeah, man, there's been wars about the Bible for ever. So way before video games and movies and other stuff was around. People have been like, wait, you're not me? And then have been beating the shit out of each other for that reason.
Yeah. Creepypasta Wiki was blocked throughout the Wakasa school district. The Tuesday after the stabbing, the creator of Slender Man spoke out. He said, "I am deeply saddened by the tragedy in Wisconsin, and my heart goes out to the families of those affected by this terrible act." The administrator of Creepypasta Wiki made a statement saying that the stabbing was an isolated incident and it did not accurately represent the Creepypasta community. He said that Creepypasta Wiki is a literary website and that they do not condone murder or satanic rituals. Members of Creepypasta actually held a 24-hour stream on YouTube to raise money for Peyton. August 13, 2014 became known as Purple Hearts Day for Healing. The governor encouraged the people of Wisconsin to wear purple to honor Peyton. He praised her strength and determination during her recovery. On August 29th, a little before Peyton went back to school, Madison, Wisconsin held a one-day Bratwurst Festival in her honor. Over 250 volunteers.
I know. It's the most Midwestern thing I've ever fucking heard. And I'm from the Midwest.
Over 250 volunteers gave their time, and they raised over $70,000 for Peyton and her medical costs.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
March 10th, 2021, Anissa, 19 years old at this point, submitted a letter of apology to the court and addressed it to Peyton and the entire community, stating that she was sorry and deeply regretful for the agony, pain, and fear I have caused. I hate my actions from May 31st, 2014, but through countless hours of therapy, I no longer hate myself for them. On July 1st, 2001, Anissa's release from Winnebago Mental Institution was ordered by a judge. The order gave the state officials 60 days to create a conditional plan for release and required Anissa to be assigned to a State Department of Health Services case manager to track her progress until she was 37 years old. On September 13, 2021, Anissa was released with the following: that she would have 24-hour GPS monitoring, that she would not leave Wakusa County without permission, she cannot go to David's Park. Her internet will be monitored and she cannot use any social media. She is required to take medication and be escorted by a caseworker to counseling sessions regularly. She must live with her father during her probation period, and she can go nowhere near Peyton and her family. In another letter to the court, she said, "I am going to be a proactive member of society, make my own way, and get some form of higher education. I want to reiterate that I am not saying I am done growing, changing, evolving, or adapting. I just can't do it here anymore," meaning the mental institution. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Peyton's family was disappointed that she was granted the release so soon after everything. She was released only after 7 years from the attack. When Anissa was released, it was revealed that Peyton had moved out of the county and was attending college somewhere that would remain unknown. Morgan had an appeal in 2020 that was rejected. It was a petition to be retried as a juvenile. Her attorney argued that she should have been charged with second-degree attempted murder, not first degree, and stated the investigators took her statement at a time of the crime before her reading of her Miranda rights. He petitioned to the Supreme Court of Wisconsin to review the ruling, but in early 2021, they declined to hear the appeal. Peyton does not want to see either of the girls ever again. And when asked what she would say to Morgan if she did speak to her, she would say this: "I would probably initially thank her. I would say, just because of what she did, I have the life I have now. I really, really like it, and I have a plan. I didn't have a plan when I was 12, and now I do because of everything I went through." That was from an interview she did back in October 2019. She was 17 when she said that and wanted to pursue a career in the medical field inspired by what happened to her. And that, ladies and beans, is the story of the survivor, Peyton, and the Slender Man. Any final sips?
I feel like an overall sip for this is like she had, like we said, like she, if she was showing these outward signs of a possible mental illness and the adults in her life were not helping her out. And I know that that's hard, right? Because you're like, oh, it's a kid and kids have imaginations. But if it's that there's, I don't know, I feel like there might have been some signs there and her mom might have been able to just give her a better, just give them some more help in life. Mm. I don't know. There were some signs, I think, that might have helped her.
avoid this. But hindsight's 20/20, right? That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's sad. It's scary.
Mm.
And I tried to think about my mentality of a 12-year-old and, like, how I thought that my story was the only story. And that, you know what I mean? Like, it's everything is so romanticized mm-hmm. and so real. And when you were saying that she had this person that she would see when she was a kid, who's to say that it's not, okay, I keep seeing that thing. That's weird. That's weird. That's weird. Oh, my God, it's on the internet. It must be real. Other people saw it. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're already in this delusion, now people are saying, "It's yeah, your delusion's right. This thing totally exists, and it has a name, and its mm-hmm. name is Slenderman." So that could be part of it, too. And that's just so, like, oh, how do I help you? There's right. no way around it. But
it's all based off of, like, what they attach themselves to. There are people that age that believe that the Five Nights at Freddy's thing is real to their core. Like, these things are real. Like, and so, and that's the same. It's presented with the same amount of evidence, like, that these things exist, right? It's all fictional. And so people believe that those things are real. Like, even that, to that level, it's just what they attach themselves to. And they get really disappointed when they find out it's not real or they feel stupid or, you know, whatever it is. I don't think the internet is for children, just personally. I don't think kids should be on the internet. There's no reason for them to be, like, ever.
Why? Do you need to email someone? Do you need to post about where you are? No.
Do you need to Excel spreadsheet, kiddo? Yeah, like right. I get research, but there's, like, means of which to do that. I just don't think children should be on the internet. There's, like, creepypasta and something awful. Like, something awful is where I saw the Pain Olympics, which is when a guy cut his dick open, and I watched that. And then there's the one where I watched a man pull his nutsack out of his, like, open it and pull his nutsack out of his sack. I've seen beheading videos on something awful. I watched a man, he got fucked to death by a horse. I watched that one, Mr. Hans. Don't look these things up. So they, there's all
don't
these,
look these
you know,
things
it's all stuff that just, in back in, back then, there wasn't a joke about it. It just was out there. Like,
yeah,
you just
Faces
came...
of Death was yeah. just a VHS you could own.
Right.
I remember that.
Right. And
I
you had to go out of your way to rent that stuff. The internet found you. Like, right. the stuff you find on the internet, you went to go rent the Faces of Death video.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm finding these videos, it's with a kitten next to it. You know? Like, it's like, it's right. they found you.
Exactly.
Because the internet doesn't, like, it's not for children. It's mm-hmm. not for that. It's for everything. Mm-hmm. And so there's, like, so much shit on there, and I think it's just, it's easy to think, and I remember being a kid and being like, but I want to research. It's like, there's so many other ways to do that that don't involve me being on the internet where I'm going to watch a woman blow up. But that was, oh, you know, so you just, there's, you know, there's lots of awful things I've seen. And my partner has 3 kids that are teenagers, and the stuff they've told me they've seen on the internet just on TikTok is wild before it gets taken down. And on their Discords and all that stuff, people send each other the crazy stuff. And the thing now is to, when you're in class, like, now you have a screen on you, right? Back in the day, they'd be like blue waffles, and you Google blue waffles, and it was a nightmare. Or lemon party, or goat seed, or any of those things. So, yeah. you'd have to find it on your own. Whereas now, they just show you in class, like, the kid next to you goes, hey, and it's a dude without a face, like, because a firework blew up in his face.
Oh, my God.
So you're just, like, seeing the gory thing, like, right there, and I was like, I am so sorry. That sucks. Like, these kids are being exposed to this stuff so early, so it's like, mm-hmm. no wonder their brains think some of this shit's real, because it's not, you know.
Yeah. And there's so much going on the internet that how do you know what's real and what's fake and where's the line?
Just most
of
it's
not real,
yeah.
In your mushy brain that's still developing.
Mm-hmm. They do it to adults. Full TikTok, Instagram, all that stuff will say, mm-hmm. like, people look a certain way and that certain things happen, and mm-hmm. We have actors in this room right now in the nook that pretend to be people online that, yes. like, mm-hmm. all of it's fake. So it's just easier to go, none of it's real.
I watched a TikTok about a girl listening to, she's like, haha, I called in the radio and blah, 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 and here it is. And it's her sitting in her car listening to her on the radio with this thing. And I'm sitting there going, bitch, I had that job. Mm-hmm. I had that job, too. And I got paid to call into the radio and do all this shit. And all of you are fucking actors.
Yeah.
But now you're making money off of it because you're going to sit in your car and listen to it as a video to make people think it's even more real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Brilliant. Like, honestly, like, good for you, man. But, like, what the fuck? So, how do we know nothing is real?
Yeah, yeah, kids just shouldn't be on the internet. It's a place right. where you get exposed to a lot too much. And, like,
mm-hmm.
please prove to me why children should be, like, but my child has to Google
what?
Yeah, you sit there with them. They're a kid. Like, yeah. My kid wants a computer. Right. Like, or just be aware that
we
that's
got through
what's
school
up.
Without the internet for the most part.
Right.
I mean, like, AOL technology. Dial tones.
But probably the thing is, though, I will say this: like, technology, they have to. Everything's
now
on a screen.
Yes.
I literally do school assemblies now, and I'm zoomed in. Like, they can't not be on it. I get that, like, individually. It's more so, like, don't be ignorant to the fact that there is everything on there.
Yeah.
And unless you want to deal with child locks and, like, all that stuff, or sit there with
them
when they're on it.
There's ways around
things.
Kids know your passwords. They just don't tell you.
So you just have to be aware. Like, it is not – there's mostly lies on the internet, and most stuff's not real, and also – back in the day, all those videos of people getting beheaded have just been grandfathered in. They're just in stuff now. So it's just in the zeitgeist.
Yeah. People. My little niece watches, like, scary videos. I'll catch her, too. And she's like, nothing. And she'll, like, hide it. She's, like, 7.
That's the other thing is they're into scary videos like Slender Man stuff and, like, the back rooms where it's just, like, a spooky place and you kind of see things in the corner of your eye, you know, whatever. And it's, like, people like to be scared. Like, you watch scary movies all the time.
I do.
It's the modern version of that where people just want to be spooked a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But then that gets taken advantage of, I think, is what the problem is. This assholes take advantage of that.
Yeah, I agree. I wrote this. So the thing about this case is that, first and foremost, it is terrifying because it is a terrifying story. And it should have raised more awareness in early screening and testing for all children so that mental illness throughout the spectrum can be properly treated and addressed to give the child the best opportunity of happiness and success in life.
That is a very eloquent thing that I was trying to say. Thank you, Nicole.
I got you.
That's what I meant.
Like, we would test for vision and hearing.
And scoliosis.
Right? Like, and there are tests you can do, but you have to ask for them. And people don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I only know this because, like, it's been a thing that's going on with some friends and some of my family with kids. And, like, if you ask, it'll happen. But it shouldn't be that way. Like, that should just be a thing that has already exists because.
Oh, yeah, with ADD.
With ADHD, yeah. With being anywhere on the spectrum. Like, there's tests for all of these things. Mm-hmm. And we just don't get to have them. We get vision and hearing and that kind of stuff. But these are also super important because isn't the goal for the child to have a happy, successful future? And if we can't recognize these things early on, that affects their learning.
Mm.
It affects so much. So giving them that, like, extra leg up and, like, help, won't that just be a better thing?
Mm-hmm. And in a very selfish way, shouldn't we be reminded that these are people that are people we're going to interact with as they become adults and are going to be part of your life in some way, shape, or form? Like, wouldn't you rather want, like, the best step forward with that kind of stuff? Like, wouldn't you want well-adjusted human beings around you doing your things and, like, accounting and all of your life things? Like, you gotta also live in a society with people.
Yeah, or even if you're like, I'll be old by then. Don't you want competent people taking care of you when you're in a home?
And the roads and the things. Like, you just need people to do. You're not an island. You have to live there's other people around. Like, that's always the crazy thing about with kids. Like, I may not want to have my own children and babies and may not want to birth children and raise them, but, like, I'm still gonna be a cool dude around kids, and I still understand that I need to be, like, a good, competent, reliable adult around them and treat them with respect and stuff. So it's like, so that, and notice when something like this comes up to be like, hey, that's kind of weird, is everything okay? Like, hey, you, what's going on here? Like, just see something, say something. Like, I can also see why it's really hard unless there is something in place at school. A lot of times these parents can't afford to take a kid to get screened for anything.
Nope.
It has to happen in school because there's no time. Like,
yep.
So I get that also, if there was just no resources for this family to, like, get help for her either.
And also, like, having the resource to even know what to look for.
Yeah.
Because, like, you were saying, like, too, like, imaginary
kids.
Friends, goofy kids, like, that happens. But
right.
what are the things that you should know to, like, actually look out for something a little more serious?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I highly recommend checking out the documentaries that I have in the show notes. It's really great to see Peyton and have her talk. And I hope that she – I don't know what her future is now. I hope that she was able to, like, go to medical school and, like, do all those cool things that she wants to do. She's just a really, really cool person and a lovely human. And I encourage you to go check out her interview. But yeah, that's the Slender Man inspired stabbing.
Slender Man. Internet
man.
Internet boy.
Yeah. Well, Beans, thank you so much for joining us. And please feel free to share how you learned about Slender Man. Send us an email, shoot us a message on Instagram, wherever you would like. Or you can check out our lovely little thing. If you're on Spotify, you can answer our question at the end. Any final sips, Beans? And you can let us know where you learned about Slender Man. And with that, and I'm sure the ladies would agree, we're going to get some more coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee!
Thank you for bringing this slender story to our slender breakfast, slender nook.
I'm going to put a coffee in my no-mouth face.
So, mouth. Just like Paul. It's like...
Good thing I wore my suit today.
Your suit, yes.
Put the tentacles around my cup and mug and walk into the forest.
What are you going to do slowly in the backwards. Mansion? What do you think he does there? Know.
That's where all the creepypastas live.
But what do they do in there? It's like them, Mothman, that Jack the Ripper guy, this other thing.
The spoon fingers.
Salad fingers! There it is. Who likes rusty spoons?
And the nettles. I like to touch the nettles.
See, that's how you can be like, hey, how old are you? And you just have to ask someone, like, one of those, I don't know. Here's the earth. And if they go around something,
they
you're
know,
like,
yeah.
I know how old you are.
Well, okay, now we're getting, before we go, there's this one Salad Fingers episode, and it's like the little redheaded girl, and he like sits with her, and he makes up all the things she says, and then she starts talking to him, and he freaks out, and she's like, what's wrong? Do you not like my mouth words? Anyways, Beans, thank you so much for joining us here on The Breakfast Nook. Please enjoy your cups of coffee, and we look forward to hearing from you, and for having you join us again here on this lovely episode. Here on this lovely podcast that we like to call
Morning Murders.
Murders.
Thank you for listening to Morning Murders.
Keep checking our page for new episodes and special guests.
Want to learn more? Swing by our Instagram to check out more information from our episodes at Morning Murders. That's MourningMurders.
Also, you can always check out some mental health links and our episodes resources in our show notes.
If you enjoyed listening to our highly caffeinated conversation, please leave us a 5-star rating and tell your friends.
If you have any stories you'd like to hear discussed around the Breakfast Nook, email us at morningmurders@gmail.com.
Thank you for listening!
Haunted.
Haunted! Overworked and underpaid.
Like a ghost.
Ghost.
A lot of ghosts are overworked and underpaid. Mm-hmm. Ghosts should join a union.
Union!
Hello, Nicole.
Nicole!
Lash babies, Nicole!
Don't lash babies!
Amanda Quack.
That's me.
That's you. All right, let's get into this. You guys ready?
Yeah.
He told them that she seems not, he told her, and described it as a man with a body of color. I can read. And described it as a man with the body of.
You're beautiful, amazing.
The body of a what? The body of a what? I have to know. Not on October. That's August. I don't know where I got October.
Because October's awesome.
October's awesome.
Yeah, I got a final sip for you.
I got a final sip.
Nicole. Yeah. More like a final kiss.
Here's my final sip. You're amazing and beautiful. I love you.
Oh, I love you.
That's a pipe in.